Hello, friend. Welcome back to Learning English Through the Bible. Have you ever paid attention to how people greet one another? In the U.S., the two most common words people use for greetings are hello and hi. Both of them mean to get attention and are usually followed by the question, how are you doing? Or how are you? To express caring. Texans are known for their unique way of talking. Instead of hello, how are you doing, they say howdy. You probably have heard howdy spoken by cowboys in the Western movies. If you look it up in an English dictionary, you will find that howdy came from how do ye, meaning how do you do. Actually, Texans are not alone with a funny way of greetings. My dad told me another interesting one. In his hometown back in China, people used to greet one another by asking, "Have you eaten?" I tried many times and eventually figured it out that back then it must have been rather difficult to have enough food, and therefore having eaten became the most important concern to the people. Since thousands of years ago, even today, the Israelites and the Jews around the world greet one another, shalom. Is shalom a Hebrew word? What does it mean? If you read the Bible, you will find that the Hebrew word shalom means peace. Peace? You may say, isn't that what people need? Yes, indeed. Many people work hard in order to gain the peace of mind. They accumulate wealth, they buy all kinds of insurances, but they just couldn't get the peace they wanted in their hearts. Why? Let's read a passage from the Bible. In Titus chapter 3, verse 3, we read, "At one time we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that, having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life." Before being saved by the Lord Jesus, we lived in disobedience and therefore have no peace with God. We lived in malice and envy, hating and being hated, and therefore we had no peace with one another. In fact, the word peace in the New Testament is the English translation of the word irene that came from a verb iro, meaning to join. Peace is the harmonious state of being joined together with God and with one another. Before going to the cross to suffer for our sins, Jesus said to His disciples in John chapter 14 and chapter 16, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." What a great promise! Peace, even in times of trouble. This promise of peace was given not only to the disciples who were with Jesus on that day, but also to us today who believe in Him, who raised Jesus, our Lord, from the dead. This impossible peace could be ours because Jesus Himself is our peace. Through Jesus, God reconciled to Himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through His blood shed on the cross. Yes, Jesus died on the cross to remove our sins, abolishing the hostilities between God and man, and between man and man. Yes, Jesus was raised to life for our justification, establishing our eternal sonship to God. Let's read a passage from Romans, chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us. To those who have peace with God, the Bible says, "Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, 'It is mine to avenge. I will repay,' says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Dear friend, do you have the true peace in you? Why not call on the name of Jesus now? May the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. May the God of peace be with you. Bye-bye.